to me, Machine Gun, depending on the mood I'm in, if I want to listen to it a couple of times, I have to turn off a certain part of me that reacts emotionally to a piece of music. And I can sit there and revel in the realization that it is like the Bible of 20th century electric guitar. He did everything that happened before him, and he did everything that came after him. And it seems sometimes, even when I'm making records, that we're all just working out what he did in that song, that one night, that one performance that made it on the original release.
I'm Jim Ladd, and we're back now with the conclusion of our world premiere of Jimi Hendrix Live at the Fillmore East. And that was Joe Satriani talking about a song that has come to be regarded as a Jimi Hendrix masterpiece. Once again, Eddie Kramer.
Every time he did Machine Gun, it was vastly different. I mean, it was never bad. It was always great. It was always a moment of tremendous emotional intensity, musical intensity, just engulf the audience. And I think when you see the documentary, I believe one of the artists who was interviewed said, "Man, after I listened to Hendrix play Machine Gun, I gotta lie down and take a nap for a week." And it's true, it hits you like a sledgehammer. I mean, it's such a marvelous piece of music that was constructed to sound like bombs, to give you the feeling that you're actually out there in Vietnam and having these things dropped on your head. And he was able to do that with just a swipe of the hand across the guitar.
Yeah.
As we come to the end of our show, I thought it would be fitting if we asked each of tonight's guests to recall their fondest memories of the man they all knew as Jimmy. We'll begin with his longtime friend, Eddie Kramer.
My fondest memory would be sitting next to Jimmy while we were mixing it and enjoying some of the comments that he was making, and the fact that years later I can sit back and watch musician friends of mine just go completely nuts when they hear this new CD with all the fantastic outtakes that have been heard before, certainly not done the way we have done it. And it's a wonderful piece of Jimmy's musical heritage that hopefully will re-inspire those guitar players from, you know, 25 years ago, and a whole new generation of kids will listen to this and think, wow, Jimi Hendrix is God.
Buddy Miles.
His music was so beautiful. He always gave you something. He gave you suspense. He gave you magi. He gave you chronicles, man. He was able to do that. And I can't really think of too many guitar players, let alone band leaders, let alone whatever, that could really single-handedly do that by themselves. That's heavy, man.
Billy Cox.
It would have to be the Fillmore. And the good times that we shared, the brotherhood that we shared, and the music that we made.
And how does Billy feel about the way in which Jimi Hendrix's family is watching out for his legacy?
I feel good about that because they're good people. They want to do the right thing. They're easy to work with, and it's good to. And then they are the ones who rightfully deserve this legacy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this world premiere of Jimi Hendrix live at the Fillmore East, and that it may have brought you just a little closer to these extraordinary men who called themselves the Band of Gypsies. For the SFX Radio Network, I'm Jim Ladd.
For more information on Jimi Hendrix or info on how to subscribe to the Experience Hendrix magazine, drop a line to Experience Hendrix, Post Office Box 4130, Seattle, Washington 98104. You can also visit the official Jimi Hendrix website at jimi-hendrix.com. For a listing of all the Hendrix-related websites out there, go to the Internet's ultimate online music resource at ubl.com, your number one source for music information on the Internet, ubl.com. Jimi Hendrix, live from the Fillmore East, was written by Jim Ladd, with creative production by Steve Nelson. Additional recording and editing by Jim Villanueva. Special thanks to Jamie Hendrix and John McDermott. To Jim Dobie, John Ziegler, and Jennifer Ballantyne of MCA Records. To Ken Shepard, Tom Marr, Nick Brigden, Robert Fitzpatrick, and to all the artists that appeared on the show. Thanks also to Neil Bird, Maria Musatov, Regina Livesay, Beth Arzy, Michael Davis, Ted Utz, Bob Bernacki, Paula Vasallo, and Andrew Friedman. Jimi Hendrix Live at the Fillmore East is available on MCA Records beginning Tuesday, February 23rd. Tonight's show was produced by Mark Felsott and Jim Villanueva, associate producer John Valenzuela, and the executive producers are Gary Bird, Steve Smith, and Tommy Nast. This has been an exclusive presentation of the SFX Radio Network. Copyright 1999, all rights reserved.